ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن أبى يا رسول الله قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين ایک بار سب مل کر درود شریف پڑھ لو اللہم صلی علی محمد وعلی آل محمد کما صلیت علی ابراہیم وعلی آل ابراہیم انک حمید مجید اللہم بارک على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد میرے محترم دوستو بزرگو بھائیو ربیع الاول کا یہ مبارک مہینہ جس میں عقائے نامدار جناب محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تشریف لائیں اور ربیع الاول کی 12ویں تاریخ کو آپ دنیا سے بھی تشریف لے گئے. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے بے شمار فضائل سیرت صورت سیرت پوری زندگی کی اللہ پاک نے محفوظ کروائی اور محفوظ رہے گی. جن کے تذکرے تو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے آنے سے پہلے ہوتے رہے. مولانا بدر عالم صاحب کی بات میں نے اس دن بھی سنائی تھی, مینشن ان اس کتاب ان ترجمان سننا, ابن اللہ تبارک و تعالی سین آدم علیہ السلام و سلام ان دس ورلڈ. Then he was frightened when he saw the darkness of this world. Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salat was salam, and Jibreel alayhi salat was salam given the azan in front of the Hazrat Adam alayhi salat was salam. It's mentioned in Khasaisul Kubra by Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi. Also Ibn Isaqar rahmatullah alayhi also mentioned this hadith. مولانا بدر عالم صاحب بریڈ ان جنت البقی ہی مینشن ان اس کتاب ان ترجمان السنہ آلسو دا جبرائیل علیہ السلام والسلام گیون دا اذان ان فان آف آدم علیہ السلام والسلام اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان محمد الرسول اللہ. When he mentioned the name of محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, آدم علیہ السلام والسلام asked, who's this person? محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ, یہ کون ہے؟ فرمائے یہ آپ کے آخری بیٹے ہیں, آپ کے بیٹوں میں سے آخری بیٹے جو دنیا میں سب سے اخیر میں آئیں گے. This is your final last son is going to come after all the انبیاء علیہ السلام والسلام. آدم علیہ السلام والسلام پہلے تشریف لائے, ان کی سیرت بعد میں بیان کی گئی. زکریہ علیہ السلام بعد پہلے تشریف لائے, سیرت بعد میں بیان کی گئی. نوح علیہ السلام تشریف لائے, سیرت بعد میں بیان کی گئی. ابراہیم علیہ السلام تشریف لائے, سیرت بعد میں بیان کی گئی. حضرت اسماعیل علیہ السلام تشریف لائے, سیرت بعد میں بیان کی گئی. موسیٰ علیہ السلام تشریف لائے, سیرت بعد میں بیان کی گئی. داؤد علیہ السلام تشریف لائے, سیرت بعد میں بیان کی گئی. سلیمان علیہ سلام تشریف لائے, سیرت بعد میں بیان کی گئی. عیسیٰ علیہ السلام تشریف لائے, سیرت منشن آفٹر ہی کیم فرام دا ٹائم آف آدم علیہ السلام والسلام اپروکسیمیٹلی 124,000 انبیاء علیہ السلام والسلام اس دنیا میں تشریف لائے, ان کی سیرت بعد میں بیان ہوئی. میرے آقا بعد میں تشریف لائے, سیرت پہلے بیان ہوئی. مائی نبی کیم دا فائنل اینڈ ہز سیرت منشن بفور آدم علیہ السلام والسلام. اللہ فرماتے ہیں وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. اللہ اکبر, کمال کر دیا مفسرین نے اس آیت کے. اللہ اللہ, اے میرے نبی قیامت میں ہم تمہیں راضی کر دیں گے, جو مانگو گے دے دیں گے. کمال کر دیا مفسرین. The scholars mention under commentary of this ayah, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. We will please you on the day of Qiyamah. Whatever you will ask, we will give you that. We will give you in this world also, and the day of Qiyamah also. Allah Kareem فرماتے ہیں قرآن کریم میں, قَدْ نَرَى تقلب وجهك في السماء فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, he used to make his face in his namaz, in his prayer, towards the Baitul Maqdis, Jerusalem, not towards the Qibla, not towards the Kaaba. He used to say, Ya Allah, my father Ibrahim alayhi salam, build this Kaaba, my nation, chase me out from the Makkah Mukarramah. I am in Medina Munawwara. Also, you told me to make my face towards the Baitul Maqdis, and I left my Kaaba, who built by my dada Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. Ay Allah, my wishes, I want to make my face towards the Kaaba. Meri tamanna hai ki main apna chehra kidhar karo, Kaaba ki taraf. Is thinking in his namaz, قَدْ نَرَا تَقَلُّبَ وَجِهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Did you see the masjid qiblatain in Madinatul Munawwara? In that masjid. You see the Qibla of Baitul Maqdis and the opposite side is Kaaba. Can you see? Baitul Maqdis is this side and Qibla is this side. He was staring, his face was towards Baitul Maqdis. He was reading namaz. He made his performing, his leading salah. Sahab-e-kiram ko namaz para rahe hai. He went for some work. And by chance, it was Zohar namaz time. Came away. He went in a masjid and started his namaz. Allahu Akbar. Chehra Baitul Maqdis ki taraf hai. Do rakat puri ho gayi. Zohar ki kitni rakat hai? Char rakat hai. دو رکعت پوری ہو گئی، ان کا چہرہ بیت المقدس کی طرف، قد نرا تقلب وجہ کا فی السماء فلنولینک قبلہ ترضاہا، میرے نبی نے آسمان کی طرف چہرہ کیا، ہی میڈ ہز فیس ٹوورڈ دی اسکائی، می اینڈ یو اف وی میک اور فیس ٹوورڈ دی اسکائی ان اور نماز، اور نماز ول بیکم مکروہ، وی ول لوز آؤٹ دی ریوارڈ، بٹ ہیئر ہو از اٹ؟ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از میکنگ ہز فیس، ہی ٹرن ہز فیس ٹوورڈ دی اسکائی، از وشنگ دیٹ مائی اللہ ٹیلز می ٹو ٹرن مائی قبلہ فرام بیت المقدس ٹو کعبۃ اللہ. Allah did not say, no, no, Nabi, no. Complete the salah. I will tell you after salah. No. A second rakat, he finished. And Allah sent the Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. لفظ کیا فرمایا؟ فَتَرْضَاهَا، تو راضی ہے تو میں اللہ بھی راضی ہے. تَرْضَاهَا، سیم تھنگ، وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى، ہی اسد، وَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. Your wishes to turn your face from Baitul Maqdis to Baitullah. Same my wish, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can turn your face not after namaz, in namaz. دیر نہیں کرنا ہے، میں تیری چاہت پر میں نے فیصلہ کر دیا، تو چاہتا ادھر چلو چلو. ناؤ ہی اسٹینڈنگ ٹوورڈز بیت المقدس بہائنڈ دا صحابہ اینڈ دا چلڈرنس اینڈ دا لیڈیز، تو لیڈیز اینڈ دین چلڈرنس دین صحابہ. دس از دا وے ٹو اسٹینڈ ان نماز، دا چلڈرن گو بیک is better, our namaz also get correct. Allah ke nabi ne farmaya, bachon ko mardon se piche rakho. Allahu akbar. Aur yahan main baat stop karta hu. I want to say something. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were 9 small masjid beside Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many masjid? 9. You can open the Marasil Abu Dawood Sharif. At the end, a small booklet is written there, all the masjid's name. It's written there. None masjid from the 9 mosques, the woman used to go in the masjid to read namaz behind the imam, beside Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Khali ek masjid thi, jisme aurte aati thi. Waja kya hai? The scholar says, the women used to come to listen, to get blessing from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. None masjid, the woman used to go beside the Masjid Nabawi. They used to come and read tahajjud namaz, and they read fajr namaz behind Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to listen some masail, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a final Nabi, and the deen have to spread in the men's and women's. Tab ke andar mein deen ko phailana hai. معلوم ہوتا ہے عورتوں کے لیے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مسجد میں جانا تھا، نن اینی ادر مسجد. حضرت عائشہ فرماتی ہے، اے عورتوں، تمہارا طریقہ اگر میرا نبی دیکھ لیتا تو تمہیں منع کر دیتا کہ مسجد میں نہ جاؤ. اس زمانے کی عورت ام المؤمنین عائشہ فرماتی ہے، تو اس زمانے میں کہاں جائز ہو جائے گا؟ بات سمجھ میں آ رہی ہے؟ 9 مسجد ہے، کسی میں نہیں جاتے. Why they used to go Masjid Nabawi? To get more blessing from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi ke piche kaun namaz parna nahi chahta? Bhai, phone ko ban kar do. Farmate hain Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said to him, turn your face. Now he have to walk from Baitul Maqdis to Baitullah. He have to all the way walk from Masjid towards the Qibla. And the Sahaba have to walk behind him, and then children have to go that side and walk, and they have to make their face towards the Qibla, and the woman who was the end, they have to walk and go the end, and they have to make their face towards the Qibla, because everybody was standing like this. Like this side is Masjid Baitul Maqdis, aap sallam reading namaz, uske piche sahaba hai, unke piche bacche hain, unke piche aurte hain, to Rasulullah sallam aayenge, he have to walk from that side to this side.
And the Sahaba have to walk, then children have to walk, and the women have to walk, and have to go from Qibla to Baytul Maqdis, and they have to come from Baytul Maqdis towards the Qibla. But none Sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, what about the Baytul Maqdis? Allah said to us to read our namaz, to make our face towards the Baytul Maqdis. What's wrong with you? In your namaz, you turning from Baytul Maqdis to Baytullah. They did not question. They did not ask. Ya Rasulullah says, why are you walking? We have to walk in namaz. If me and you walk in the namaz, namaz will break. Sahaba farmate hain, hamara qibla Baytul Maqdis ho ya Baytullah jo bhi ho, hamara qibla to Rasulullah. Whichever side he's going to take us, we will turn that side. This is a sabak and the lesson give to the entire ummah, that your life should be only on the commandments of Allah, following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. My sunnah and the way of my sahaba, tariqa of my sahaba. But look at Allah farmate hain, chalo ghum jao. In the second rakat, walasawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. Comes in hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, on the day of Qiyamah, those who sit near the mihrab on Friday, they will be more close to Anbiya alayhi salam and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and by the throne of Allah on the day of Qiyamah on Friday. So jitna member se kareeb hota hai juma ke din mein qiyamah mein Allah se aur nabi se, member ke paas itna hi kareeb hoga. Kaha maidan mazid mein, there will be every Friday, like they will, gathering will take place with all the anbiya alayhi salam sitting on the throne and Allah tabarak wa taala. Wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. Allahu akbar, subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, when every ummati, those who will enter in Jannah, the Allah will tell them, I have given you everything, you need something else. Kuch aur cheez bhi chahiye? They will say, Allah, we got everything. We got the houses, bungalows, we got the jannats, we got fruits, we got everything, the hoors, everything we got. The ghilman, khadim, servants, everybody. Everything we got. You have given us. We don't need anything else. Allah farmate, nahi ek aur cheez baki hai. One thing left. What is that? Then they're going to ask the ulama in Jannah, the learned person. They're going to ask them what still left behind to ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The ulama, the learned person will tell them, still remain one thing, that we need the didar of Allah. Everything Allah has given us. Lekin Allah ka didar to bhi baki hai. We haven't seen Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Each and every ummah and jannati person will ask Allah's didar. They want to see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Lekin in that place, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already have seen Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He's going to ask one more thing. Wo kya hai? Mufassireen explain, and the commentary of this ayah, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْدَى. Ay Allah, mera saathi, safar mein, hazar mein, my friend who was staying with me in my journey, in Madina Munawwara, in Badr, in Ohad, in Khandak, in Fateh Makkah, everywhere he was sleeping with me. He was with me when he was alive in the migration from Makkah to Madina, and he was staying with me for the life. And after he died, he was sleeping with me in my room, in the room of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Kaun hai wo? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. Still sleeping, not seeing radiyallahu ta'ala. An Iranian came to Makkah, to Pakistan, by Sheikh Ali Hajveri, or Mia, Mira Janjani rahmatullah alayhi, by him. And he said, Hazrat asked him, why did you come here? He says, I came to explain about the virtue of Ahle Bayt. Virtue of Ahle Bayt, family of Rasulullah. Says, carry on, we want to listen, our iman will get fresh. And he started talking and talking and talking. During his topic, he said that where the Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu buried till 40 miles, if someone buried, Allah forgive them. میاں زنجانی رحمت اللہ علیہ سے اللہ اکبر وے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم گرینڈ سن از سلیپنگ ان ہز گریو فرام دیٹ پلیس ٹو 40 مائلز اف اینی بڈی بریڈ ان کی کیا اللہ ان کی بھی کیا ہے مغفرت کر دیتا ہے. کیا ہوگا جو نبی کے قریب میں سوئے گا؟ کیا جواب دیا کہ وہ تو مانتے نہیں نا ابو بکر صدیق کو. نبی کے گرینڈ سن سے 40 مائل کے اندر میں مغفرت ہو جاتی ہے تو نبی جہاں سوئے ہیں ان کے پڑوس میں سونے والے ابو بکر ہے عمر ہے ان کا درجہ کتنا بڑا ہوگا. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمائیں گے میں تو جنت میں آ گیا اور ہائس جنت کون سی جنت in front of the throne of Allah tabarak wa taala he is going to see sit down that time the nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will tell Allah tabarak wa taala ya Allah I want my friend Abu Bakr Siddiq with me here in Jannah also wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda Allah will please him that also alam yajidka yatiman faawa Allahu akbar tum yatim the what happened before your birth Before your birth, your father passed away. When you were 6 years old, your mother passed away. Then, within 2 years, your dada passed away. Then, your uncle Abu Talib passed away. Everybody turn by turn, I have taken them to show the ummah, ke palne wala kaun hai? Allah hai. Alam yajidika yateeman faawa. Hassan bin Sabit Qurban Jaun. If he put his poem one side and till the day of Qiyamah, everybody is nasheed. You put another side, this poem and nasheed of Hassan bin Sabit will become more heavier than everyone's nasheed. Ahsana mink, lam taraqattu aini. Hai hai. آخر میں کیا فرمایا کانک خلقت کما تشاؤ اے اللہ تو چاہتا ہے میری چاہت کے مطابق پیدا کرنا یو wishes یو want ٹو کریٹ می اکارڈنگ ٹو مائی wishes دیٹ واز اے wish of اللہ بٹ حسان بن ثابت ایکسپلین ان سچ اے وے اگر تیری چاہت ہے اگر تیری چاہت ہے کہ میں تیری چاہت کے مطابق پیدا کروں تو میرے ہاتھ کو ایسا پیدا کرنا کہ میں جنت البقیع میں جاؤں قبرستان میں ہاتھ اٹھاؤں تو سارے مردوں کی مغفرت ہو جائے اور اس جن قبرستان کا نام ہی جنت البقیع ہو جائے. اے اللہ یو wishes ٹو کریٹ مائی لیگ یو مسٹ کریٹ ان سچ اے وے that if I walk from my house to the mihrab of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam I walk from my house to the mihrab and minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wherever I walk ya Allah in that place you must make with the blessing and barakat of my feet rawzatun min riyazil jannah. اے اللہ تو مجھے ایسا چہرہ عطا فرما کہ جو مجھے دیکھے اس کی بھی مغفرت ہو جائے اور جو ان کو دیکھے ان کی بھی مغفرت ہو جائے. حرم اللہ علیہ النار اور ان پر جہنم بھی حرام ہو جائے. Those who seen me Allah forgive them also and those who seen them meaning the sahaba the tabi'in Allah forgive them also. الم یجدک یتیما فآوا اے میرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم you was often I look after you. Now, I am giving you lesson. Whenever you see any orphans, you look after them also. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you put your right hand on the hay and the head of the orphan child underneath of your palm, how many hay will come? Can you count that? How many hay will come underneath of your palm? Farmate hain, jitne baal aayenge, اللہ پاک اتنا ثواب تمہیں عطا کرے گا اس بال کے مطابق. And those who look after the orphans, they will be with me, with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the two finger, shahadat finger, and darmiyani ungli. Like this, they will stay with me in Jannat. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam carrying Hazrat Hussain and Hassan walking, and he's going towards Idgah to perform Eid Salah. On the way, یہاں ایک اور بات میں کہنا چاہتا ہوں. When Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went in Idgah, he saw one sahabi was reading 2 rakat nafal namaz. Hazrat Ali asked him after the salah, what namaz he was reading? Farmaya, I was sitting here. I said, rather sitting, let me read some namaz, at least I get reward. Farmaya, tu namaz kya parta hai? Tujhe bajaye sawab ke guna hoga. کیوں؟ اس لیے کہ میرے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے منع فرمایا عید سے پہلے عیدگاہ میں کوئی نفل پڑھنے سے. معلوم ہوتا ہے کہ تمہاری نماز تمہیں ثواب نہیں پہنچا سکتی اگر نبی کے طریقے پر نہیں ہے. تمہارا کوئی عمل تمہیں ثواب نہیں پہنچا سکتا اگر رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے طریقے کے مطابق نہیں ہے. Prophet ﷺ was walking towards the عیدگاہ. He saw the old children was playing in one corner. And he saw one child was sitting in the corner of the place and he was crying and he was so sad. Hazrat went to him and asked him, Assalamu alaikum ya walad. And he made salam and he asked him, why are you crying? Why are you looking so sad today? What happened to you? What's wrong with you? What the child said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my father became shaheed and martyr in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I don't have any brothers and sisters and my mother married to somebody else. There is no one who can look after me, who can bath me and who can buy for me a new clothes. I am looking at these children who was wearing a new clothes. I have no clothes. I have no one to bath me. I am sitting here. I'm sad. I'm thinking about my father. Ke mera baap hota, meri maa hoti, they should look after me. Allah ke Rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Hassan and Hussein, you jump down. You come down now. Your turn is finished. I have to carry the orphan in my lap. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam carried him, put him on his shoulder. Sit down here. Come, I'm taking you to my house. And he said to the Sahaba, you must wait in the idgah. You must wait in Idgah for namaz. I'm going back to my house. And he took the child, the open home, and he said to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, oh Aisha, bring some water, bucket of water. I want to bath myself to this child. And he went to the house of Fatimah al-Zahra, just opposite the house of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he knocked the door and he said, my daughter Fatima, if you have some good nice clothes of Hassan or Hussein, give me. I want to put the pair of clothes for this child, the orphan child. He brought the beautiful child, beautiful clothes of Hazrat Hassan or Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and he came at home. He bathed the child and he put nice the clothes of Hassan or Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma on his body. Allahu Akbar. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put special fragrance on the body of the child. And then he is asking the child, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking the child, that last year you went, when your father was alive, you went with your father in Idgah. Said, Naam, yes, I went to Idgah. How did you go? You was walking with your father, holding the finger, and you went to Idgah. Oh, your father carried you on his shoulder. Said, no, my father put me on his shoulder, and he took me to the Idgah. For my child, you also sit down on my shoulder. I'm taking you to the Idgah now. That was the life of Rasulullah. So we've forgotten our Nabi. He left that child where children was playing. And it was so beautiful. Fragrance was coming out from his body. Allahu Akbar. Beautiful clothes. And who bathed him? The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How he was fortunate. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that from today the Aisha is going to be your mother. I'm going to be your father. And the children asked him, who are you? So nice clothes, so nice fragrance. Who is your father? They said, my father, believe me, my father is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am no more orphans now. Wa amma al-yatima. They say, you was orphan. For Allah, I gave you that place. I look after you. I Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You must give this lesson to your nation also, to ummah also, that if you have some orphans, you must look after them. Then you will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. لم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى. So many people, they put finger upon the ulamas. He said, look at them. What kind of tarjuma and translation they making of this ayah. Look at, listen the tarjuma. What ulama Devan have made. وَوَجَدَكَ ظَالًا فَهَدَى is not means that you was misled. Allah gave you hidayat. No, no, no. That is a wrong tarjuma. وَوَجَدَكَ ظَالًا فَهَدَى Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the ulama have given two translations of this ayah. وَوَجَدَكَ You will understand with the story. Once Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he was small, he went to the jungle of Makkah Mukarrama. He was walking and he lost his way. How to come back to Makkah Mukarrama? Because he was small. What happened? He climbed on the mountain. He sat down. He was waiting somebody. That somebody come and take me and show me the way of Makkah Mukarrama. At that time, Abu Jahl was sitting on his camel and he was passing through the jungle. He saw that Muhammad Sabkedo Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he was small, he was sitting on the mountain, high mountain. He was sitting there. He called him, come down here. What happened? Why are you sitting here? He said, I lost my way. How to go Makkah Mukarrama? I don't know. Fama, come sit down. And he put his camel, made sit down. And he said, sit down behind on my back. Sit down here on my camel. I'll take you Makkah Mukarrama. Utni ko bithaya. Aage Abu Jahl hai. Piche kaun hai? Chote bache kaun hai? The small child. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting at the back of the Abu Jahl. The camel is not standing. The camel is not standing. He is hitting the camel. Come on, start the walk. No one to wake up. No one to stand up. Allahu Akbar. Allah said, Abu Jahl said himself, I heard that somebody is telling me, how can you putting the child behind who's going to be leader of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? Put him front, then your camel will start to walk. ترجمہ سمجھ میں آ گیا ہوگا وہ وجدہ کا والن آپ راستہ بھول گئے تھے کہاں جنگل کا فہدا اللہ brought your enemy and showed him your virtue and اللہ given you the way how to go مکہ مکرمہ چلتے آئے اوٹنی پر بٹھا کر لے گئے Another translation meant by ulama, وَوَجَدَكَ وَالَّنْ فَهَدَى Allahu Akbar. He says, I have sent you in such a bad time that people used to commit zina, people used to steal, people used to murder. They used to commit zina with their own mothers. When the father passed away, they used to tell the mother, now you the wealth of my father, you also be going to share you also. Five children was making zina with the mother. And it's such a bad time, they used to bury the alive girls. It's such a bad times, they used to kill a person for little things, for little things. And the war carry on and carry on and carry on and carry on for many years. At that time, I have seen you when the people lost and they forgotten Allah and they were misled. Fahada, you came at that time and you showed them the right way. وَوَجَدَكَ ظَالًا فَهَدَى فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ There's no time. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ When the orphans come to you, do not shout him. Look after him. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ When the beggar come to you, فَلَا تَنْهَرْ Don't shout him. Give him something. This is not only for beggar. For anybody come to you. For example, I am the ustad. I am the peer. I am some great person. Someone come in and ask me one masala. I told him and he did not understand. He come back. Say, Hazrat, I did not understand. Can you tell me again? So I cannot say. No, I don't know. How many times I told you? Get out from here. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ جب سوال کرنے والا تیرے سامنے آئے چاہے 50 مرتبہ کہنا پڑے کہہ دے لیکن اس کو جھرک نہیں وہ حضرت ہے حضرت مولانا شاہ اسماعیل شہید رحمت اللہ علیہ sitting by the masjid the door of جامع مسجد in Delhi and he completed his bayan after the bayan a person came to me say I missed your bayan I want to listen to you again Allahu Akbar the Hazrat said sit down here by the steps of the masjid and he told him the whole bayan whatever I said to them bayan وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَتِ رَبِّكَ تیرے رب کی نعمتوں میں سے ایک نعمت یہ ہے فَحَدِّثْ explain them the hadith explain them the tafsir of the Quran tell them what is the right what is the wrong Allah give us time Allah تبارک و تعالی give us توفیق and ability to practice the sunnah of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم we have forgotten our Nabi that's why we are not reading namaz time to time We've forgotten our Nabi. What he said, he is leaving this world. He's departing the final Salah, Salah, Salah. Oh my Ummah, don't miss your Salah. What we are doing today. We remembering the message, final bequest, final wasiya of Rasulullah SAW. Final time is telling that look after your servants, don't hurt them, and read your namaz time to time. We are doing that. We missing so many namaz, and then we waiting that we will get the intercession of Rasulullah SAW. How can you disobey Allah and Rasul SAW? Or kehte hain mujhe to qiyamah mein shafaris milegi. So inshallah, make intention, everybody, you going to read your namaz time to time. Say inshallah. Oh, this I've done. Say inshallah. Who's not going to read namaz? Who's not going to read namaz? Say inshallah. Raise your hand. Inshallah, we're going to read namaz from today. Everybody, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.